Have you ever farted in an elevator? Would you rather take an elevator or the stairs?
Depends on the floors.
Or an escalator.
Escalators are fun.
I'm running out of ideas. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Let me know.
Yes. All right. I guess here we go. Hi, everybody. This is my 500 Reddit follower AMA. I feel so weird to just be sitting here and, like, talking about myself. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who sent me questions. That was really nice. There's some good ones in here. I made me a drink, so I'm going to be drinking that and trying not to feel like too much of a weirdo for doing this. Okay, let's get started, I guess. Oh, okay. All right. So what is my self-care routine? Oof. Lately it's been alcohol and crying a lot. That's just because of college, and finals are tomorrow and Tuesday. Yeah, that's fun. But no, normally it's like a warm bath. Yeah, God, a warm bath, probably some self-massage. Well, masturbating always helps. Face mask, I don't know, like all those usual culprits of self-care. I really like to draw too, so when I start getting really stressed out, I sit down and draw a lot. Yep, thank you for asking. Waffles or pancakes? Oh wow, I might start some controversy. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of either or. If I had to pick one or the other, it would be pancakes, because I like to put chocolate chips in them. But then again, I also like to put chocolate chips in waffles. Maybe add a little bit of peanut butter. It's good stuff. So, but I don't ever like order those or think to myself, oh, I'm gonna make waffles. No, I don't have a donkey moment. I just don't do them on my own. What are my top three kinks? Oof, that's hard. I don't know. I'm kinky the way I am moody. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on what mood I'm in. God. But I am consistent with my love of hands, like being fingered or choked, scratched, slapped, anything like hands. What else? Two more. I'm a dominant person, so I like spanking, and I love oral sex, giving and receiving. Does that count? Yeah. Okay, we're just gonna go with that. What's my favorite sex toy, and do I use any in my audios? Yes, I use sex toys in my audios for sure. My favorite one is my Nora. My second favorite is my Lush. Both made by Lovin's. Good stuff, kids. Good stuff. I create spicy content. How often do I come enjoying the same community? A lot. I'm not gonna lie, a lot. Like days where I have like downtime to clean or something, I will listen to like all my friends' audios and catch up on my favorite creators and whatnot. And oh God, by the time I'm done with that, I am ready to bust. I'm ready. So, I guess that counts, right? I very rarely do I have, well, not, okay, that's a lot. Sometimes I have the time to, like, sit down and actively masturbate while listening to an audio, but it's usually, like, a prolonged edging session throughout a day, and then by the time I get there, I'm like, oh, you know. Okay, cake or pie? Oof, probably cake. I love cake, but I love a coconut cream pie. And that's not, like, a sexual innuendo, because cream pie, no, I legitimately love coconut cream pie. And I love, like, a lemon curd pie, oh, or key lime pie, good stuff. My favorite cartoon now or from childhood is fine. Oh god, if you would ask me this any other time, I would be able to, like, tell you. I am such a nerd, and I can't think. God, I don't know. Probably, honestly, like, the first thing that pops up into my head is, like, Dragon Ball Z from, like, Toonami. Back in the day, like, me coming home as a kid and, like ready to fucking run through the door to catch it in time. Oh, God. But I know there's, King of the Hill. Yep. That's my favorite one. King of the Hill. I was just talking about the other night. God, I should have, like, been off the cuff with that. Where do I find inspiration, and what do you do if you're feeling uncreative? I find inspiration in a lot of things, especially with my writing. I have a lot of really cool conversations with people in this community, so I draw off a lot of that for, like, writing purposes. I have really weird dreams sometimes, so I use that. I find a little bit of inspo everywhere. Sometimes I can't, you know, I have, like, ruts where nothing is inspiring to me. And when I'm not feeling creative, what do? I don't pressure myself to become creative. I usually lay down for, like, a nap or something, watch some YouTube, listen to other people's work, read, just stuff that I would normally enjoy when I'm not creating, and usually that will kind of help reset me, but usually naps are the best thing for me. Thoughts on gentle FDOM. I love it. I'm not really I can be, you know, the really hardcore, like, I want to fuck you in your ass, brah! Like, I can be that way, don't get me wrong, but I usually tend to be a more loving, gentle, like, FDOM, like a dom. I don't like making people feel bad, or I don't like making myself to feel bad. Yeah, I'm weird. Like, if someone's like, I want you to step on me and call me a piece of shit, I'm like, okay, but why? Do we need to talk about it? Like, but I will. It's just, we're going to have a really long conversation after the fact, because I want to make sure you're okay. But no, I love gentle FDOM. I really do. I love being able to bring someone to, like, that place, and then lovingly bring them back from it and get to do the kisses and stuff like that. I love that. What is my favorite book? Probably The Vampire Lestat by Anne Rice. I love all of her novels, but The Vampire Lestat particularly stands out to me. I don't know. I love the way she created that world and wrote him as a character and all of his personal relationships and his origins and everything. He's very much like a very, I don't know, I almost want to say he's almost like gender fluid. Like, you know, he's a man, but he doesn't believe in sticking to like that classic, you know, only going to do what a man does. Like, he's a very beautiful man, very feminine in a lot of ways, and he loves men and women and everything in between, and I love that about that character. I struggled with accepting my sexuality for many, many years, and that character really, like, always inspired me to know, like, to accept myself. So yeah, definitely the Vampire Lestat by Anne Rice. In a hurry but horny, and you have 5 minutes or so, what do you do? I crank that Nora up on like everything, and I give it a whirl, babe. Holy cow, I can get off in like a minute with that Nora. Whew. Yeah. I would suggest it to anybody and everybody. What audio was I surprised that did so well? The Hobbyist, because I spent like a day and a half like fighting the editing on that audio, and I was convinced it was horrible. And I sent it off to a friend, to Priest, and he did some work on it, and then I could not be satisfied with it, and then I just got mad and angry and said, fuck it, it's going up anyway. I put too much time into it to not, and that was, like, my first one here that really, like, did as well as what it did. So, yeah, The Hobbyist. Ugh, so mad at that audio. How many times a week do I... Wait a minute. How many times a week do you tend to your self-care? Oh, I really appreciate that you guys are concerned about my self-care. Not nearly as much as what I should. I am a massage therapy student. Hopefully, we'll soon be a licensed massage therapist. So that is a habit that I really need to get into doing more often. So I don't do it nearly as much as I should. So probably once or twice a week right now, if I'm being like super kind about it. Normally maybe once. Honestly, not even that most of the time. But yeah, we'll go with one once. What audio was I really proud of? Let's talk about it tomorrow. That so far, that's the one that's been doing the best. But I also did a really cool collaboration with a Redditor named Quite a Good Boy. And he is a very talented pianist. And me and him got to talking, and we decided that we were going to do an audio together where the piano played off of the dialogue, and it would be a femdom, msub, and just for how everything worked out with that and how amazingly nice and generous he is. Yeah, I am really, really proud of that audio. But I'm also very proud of all the collaborations I've got to be a part of. I've done some with Phoenix Eternal. I just did one with Twisted Elegance. You know what? I'm kind of proud of all of mine, because all of my audios have, like, a specific meaning to me, so... Ooh, sorry. But yeah, a lot of them. What is my favorite dessert? You? No, it's, I don't know. Like, I love cake. We've established that. I love, certain pies. Honestly, I really cannot argue with a really good, peanut butter banana milkshake. Oh, so good. So good. All right. Chocolate or fruity candy? Oh, chocolate every time. I love chocolate. So good. All right. There should be a few more. I gotta scroll up a little bit. Okay. What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? I don't know. I want to make like a spit or swallow joke out of this, but I don't know. What is my favorite food? Anything Chinese or Japanese. I love Chinese and Japanese food. And not just like, you know, it, like the American Chinese Japanese food. I mean like good Chinese Japanese food. Thai food's pretty good. Anything that's not like American basically. I love Mexican food. I love Korean dumplings. I haven't really got much of a chance to taste a lot to taste a lot of Korean cuisine, but yeah, I just, anything that's not typically American tends to really knock my socks off. Or anything my mama makes, anything my mother makes, it's my favorite. Sorry, Mom. I'll throw you in there at the last minute. Okay. What is your favorite place to vacation? I haven't traveled a whole lot, so I'm going to say at this point in my life, it's probably the beach, just for lack of experience. So, yeah. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be? Oh, this is a good one. It would be a toss-up between Thailand, India, and Italy, as it stands right now. I'm more of a spiritual person than a religious person, so India and Thailand for that, and Italy just because of art, history, language, people. Just, yeah. Okay. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? I'm just imagining this big fucking duck the size of a horse. I want to say 100 duck-sized horses because ducks are scary, man. Like, no thank you. Do I sneeze in twos or threes? Honestly, I usually sneeze in threes. Ever since I was a kid, it's been like, achoo, achoo, achoo. Okay. Let me see. I think there's only a few more. Sorry for the length of this. Would I prefer the beach or the mountains? I love the mountains. I'm happy living in the mountains. I don't think I would ever want to live on a beach. Sharks, man. Sharks. I'm a whole ass meal to a shark. I ain't trying to do all that. Ass or arms? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. What are my thoughts about camping? I love to camp. I haven't went in ages, but I love to camp. I like to fish and then cook, like, the fresh catch, like, right there. I love it. It's so much fun. I'm an outdoorsy type when I can be. Do I sing in the shower? Yes, I do. My dogs hate me for it, but I do. Like, I'll put on, like, the full fucking Rod Stewart concert back there. My poor dogs. Okay, and one that came in last minute is Ariel's mermaid pussy in the front or the back? Oh, shit, man. I don't know. I don't want to know. She's like my favorite Disney princess. I don't really need to know. That's something I'm not willing to desecrate. But, yeah, I don't know what you guys are going to get out of this, but I appreciate those of you who've stuck around and listened, and this has been a good time. Kind of awkward, but I had fun. Again, thank you so much to those of you who actually sent in questions or did the Google Doc thing, and I'm so awkward, I'm sorry, but I really appreciate all of you, and thank you for following me, listening to my content, supporting me, in general, being very good human beings, and being hella respectful, compared to some of the other female and male VAs that I talk to. I have it really easy as far as, like, people in my DMs and stuff, so that's very much appreciated, and y'all are amazing, so, thank you so much, and okay, so I decided last minute that I should throw a few bloopers that I have at the very end of this, because why not? That's what everybody else does, right? Okay, I don't have that many, but yeah, if you weren't judging me yet, you are going to judge me now, but we're all here for a good time, right? Finger guns. Okay, I hope you enjoy. His kung. Oh. Ow, shit, that hurt. Oh.
I'm just bored and I'm trying to pester you. Is it working?
A light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's to burn, but I forgot the word. And did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can be seen. Baby!